B-Pod Studios.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's morning show, Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Is it Friday yet?
Oh, it's almost, Loren, and I can't wait for our Friday show because we're going to be broadcasting live in Mooresville.
I know, that's exciting.
At the Dunkin' Donuts closer to downtown.
So on our socials yesterday, which, by the way, did everybody freak out yesterday because Insta was down?
Yes.
No, it was actually glorious for me.
I was awful because someone said something snotty on one of my Instagram photos, and I couldn't respond to it. and I've been dying to get access to say something snotty back.
What did they say that was so snotty, and what was it?
My dog has been pottying in the house, and the person said I'm not a man for using the term pottying. And I want to have a little chit-chat.
Right. A little chit-chat. So yesterday, Insta was down, Facebook was down, and we couldn't respond. And there was a whole conversation going on at the MRL show on Insta. If you're not friends with us there, you need to be. We follow back. And people were like, we don't know which Dunkin' it is. And then somebody's like, they said the one closest to downtown, so I think it's this location. If we give you just the name of the street, though, I don't think that means anything to anybody.
Why, are they on the same road?
What?
Are they on the same road?
The Dunkins?
Yes.
The two Dunkins, you mean?
Yes.
It's hard to say because I don't live there. Because
if we said Dunkin' on South Boulevard, I think there's more than one.
True. But also, here's something weird. Let's say it's in a shopping center. Okay? Let's say, there's a Walmart behind it or something. The street that the Walmart is off of... Okay, follow me. The street that the Walmart is off of, the main street, is one thing. But if you make a left into it, where that's another street. You know what I mean? It's another name. So it's not so all of a sudden it becomes a street that nobody knows the name of.
But why couldn't we just say the name of the
East Plaza Drive in Mooresville?
Huh. Okay.
Off of 150.
Yes.
I just think, I'm following what you're saying. If I go down to the Arboretum and I turn in on Providence, that's different than turning in on the 51 exit.
Right.
But if I just said go to the Arboretum, you would know where the Arboretum is.
I figured out the issue. Two Dunkin' Donuts on 150, but one is on West Plaza, one is on East Plaza. We're going to East Plaza.
That's very confusing.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what that means?
It means that we're going to the East Plaza one.
We gave you six different locations. Good luck.
No, it's all on 150. But 150 is actually East and West Plaza Drive.
I mean, so I when I switched pharmacies, they wanted to know if I wanted the pharmacy on Weiss Way, which was the one that I was looking at right by my house. Yeah. And I go, I don't know what Weiss Way is. There's Ray Road, and then there's this other main road that I live off of, but I don't know anything about a Weiss Way. It's because the Kohl's is on a street called Weiss Way because it's got its own street.
Okay. You're like a
Kohl's 10. Has its own. Why would they do that? That should be either Ray Road or Tom Short.
I agree. I'm with you. But when I haven't finished my coffee yet, so let's bring it down.
But that's the confusing thing, is because nobody knows the freaking name of the street inside the shopping center.
Well,
Alicia.
I don't think that's an issue for this one, though.
I'm sweating already.
I think it's what's...
We just want to make it easy, Alicia. What do we do?
Okay, so everybody gets confused with Mooresville. They're like, are you from Lake Norman? Are you from Mooresville? No, just Mooresville. So East Plaza Drive is the, I guess, original Mooresville. And so it's across from the ABC store on East Plaza Drive. There's only two ABC stores in Mooresville.
Beautiful.
So it's the one by the police station, across from the ABC store, by KFC and McDonald's.
Wonderful. Thank you for clearing that up. And I'm sure everyone knows where the ABC store is, so that's a great landmark.
Yeah, I like that the police station's across from the ABC store, so when you get let out, you realize you have to pay a $500 ticket, you can go get a cocktail. Are you meeting us tomorrow? Are you going to come by tomorrow, Alicia?
What time will you be there?
All morning, man, starting at 6 a.m. We're doing our whole show from there.
I will definitely be there. I normally leave at about 6:25, but I'll leave a little early to swing by me.
Yay.
We love it. We love it.
And you know, if you're still confused, Alicia, just go to every Dunkin' Donuts in Mooresville until you find us.
Okay, I like that. It's the Dunkin' Donuts on East Boulevard, right by the police station.
And the ABC store, and the KFC, and the McDonald's.
We would choose the Dunkin' Donuts that's on like two on the same road. And
I know. And the other one, by the way, that we're not going to be at is across from Sam's Club. How easy would that have been? You know, but let leave it to us. I don't know, but then somebody from, you know what? Jamie, our digital intern from Moores, lives up there, and he says that Dunkin' is closer to the action, the one that we're
going to
be at.
Yeah, the one we're going to is closer to downtown.
Yeah. If that's where the action is, who knows?
Well, I think
no, sorry, the action's at Sam's Club usually on Friday mornings. Pack it up, we're heading down. It's like a bunch of explorers with nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Man, guess who's back in the fold, everybody? Producer Nicole is back from L.A. Can you come in here for a minute? This is your segment.
Because your position has literally put someone in a hospital.
Oh, my gosh. That is so true.
Can you...
I don't know.
Has anyone talked to her?
No.
Can you get kidney stones from... she said it yesterday.
Oh, okay. That's
she said it yesterday. From stress?
I don't know. Probably.
If you can, that... She did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just so you know, your position caused someone to end up in the hospital yesterday, and they had to leave the show.
That's so cool.
I know. I wanted to be the one to call 911 and ride in the ambulance.
Poor Marissa, man. She was filling in. She was doing a great job, but she worked. You know, she has a regular job here at the radio station where she cuts commercials. And then on top of that, she was doing nights. And then she was also filling in the morning.
Oh, no, she's a real MVP.
Right. She is. I heard from Cameron, I think, said that she was discharged from the hospital, at least, and she was just home taking medicine.
Good.
So, yeah.
We should send her a card.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe she can meet us at Dunkin' tomorrow in Mooresville. We'll buy her something.
Stop.
Hey, so tell us, Miss L.A., I came in this morning, and she goes, I am so L.A.
I'm so L.A. Like, I don't
know. LA.
I'm very L.A. I'm so L.A. that over the 3 to 4 days that I was there, 3 people thought I was local.
Oh, okay.
I got stopped and asked for directions to places twice. And when I got my tattoo artist was like, wait, you're not from here? And I was like, no, never been. So that was cool.
That always happens to me. And I always think that I look like a tourist.
Where are you going?
What do you mean, where am I going? Well, if I go to Charleston, if I go to Myrtle Beach, if I go anywhere, people
stop you?
Yeah, people do the exact same thing.
You're very inviting. You have a very positive vibe about you.
Or you're confident about your plans.
Oh, maybe.
You already know what you're doing.
That is true. You do walk like you're on a mission.
Yeah.
There's no relaxed walk.
Well, that's when we got to go to breakfast. Come on.
Yeah. And the only time Roy relaxes when he walks is when we're going to our boss's office. And nobody's in a rush to get there.
So tell us, anything cool happened? How was it?
Did you see the sign?
Yeah, she saw the sign.
Yeah, I saw the sign.
We hiked
for that sign. Ha ha. Cute. I was far away. I didn't expect to be that far away, but it's okay. It was a good hike. The Airbnb situation was very interesting.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear about that.
I don't know if I will ever do that type of Airbnb situation again.
That's weird.
But it was good. I'm limping today because I literally walked so much.
Well, you also hiked in vans.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you hike so far away from the Hollywood sign?
Well, so there's apparently like two parks. There's Runyon Canyon Park, which is what it was, and it's that one that I did that's kind of far away. And then there's another one, like Griffith State Park or something.
I think that's the one
The one you go to where you hike right behind it.
Yeah. But you can't take pictures of it then.
I think we went to Runyon Canyon, though. That sounds familiar to me.
No, we went to the observatory.
The reason Runyon Canyon
we passed it.
That's like where you stand and look.
No, our Uber driver didn't even stop. They just kept going. We went up the mountain and down the mountain and then got out of the car.
And then she said, where do you want to go next? I don't know.
We haven't found the sign yet.
You can see it from the observatory, though. I don't know why she didn't let you out there. But Runyon Canyon is like the one that all the stars go and hike.
And let me tell you, there was a point where I was out of breath laughing because I didn't know how I was going to get down. I mean, it was intense. Like I'm climbing on like boulders at this point to get up to there. And like people are running with their dogs. Dogs are off leash just jumping. And I'm like, okay, LA people, go ahead.
I'm playing I Love LA for you. This is their theme song.
I do love it.
When Amy and I was in LA, we ran into Kerry Washington. Did you happen to run into any celebrity?
No, but I went to your bar, the bar that you guys went to, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get in, but yeah, we were there.
Oh, I got in and I got booked for a photo shoot.
Yeah.
He got booked for a photo shoot.
This guy, like, you remember the No Hate campaign?
Yeah.
Where, like, you would take a picture with, like, your mouth duct tape.
The tape, yeah.
Right. So one of the guys who, I guess, worked on that, who now does his own thing, it's like the new version of No Hate. He was there, and he was looking to have more girls involved in there because he has a lot of males. So he came up and asked if we do it.
That's awesome. Cool. Everyone in LA has like a cause they're working on.
Everybody
a script they're working on.
Out of the three Uber drivers that I had, two of them were starting startup like organizations for animal rights, and then the other one was a short film script writer.
I love it. Yeah, that's so cool.
And then at brunch, I sat next to one girl who was an aspiring Instagram model.
Oh my god,
aspiring, aspiring.
See, that's what I have a hard time with out in LA because everybody, you know, I mean, at least here in the Carolinas, if you work for Piedmont Natural Gas, that's what you do. But you might write a script on the side. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or, you know, if you work at Bank of America, that's what you do. But you might be an Instagram person on the side. Like, out there, it's flip-flop.
Yeah.
It's like their A job is B and their B job is A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, did you find any places to live out there? Should we put the ad up now? I mean, how do we handle this moving forward?
Like you're one foot out the door.
I mean, not yet. But I would not be opposed to sometime in my life living out there.
Okay.
I just like the vibe.
Yeah. I don't. I like Northern California better, like San Francisco.
Mm. You see, LA is really the first place that I've actually spent time at. Because I went to Yosemite last year and had a night in San Fran. But like I never got to like see what it was like.
It's a little less aggressive, a little more laid back.
Is there a lot of people aspiring to be things in San Francisco?
Mm-mm. Not really. They're like, we're not doing anything, and we're okay with that. Like, there's no B plan.
LA is like,
A plan is we're not doing anything.
But LA is kind of like Miami, where like Miami's its own thing in Florida. Yeah. Like, if you go to Fort Lauderdale, it's super laid back.
Yeah.
Anywhere else in Florida. But LA is the same way. Like, LA's real intense, and then it kind of mellows out.
There she is. Miss Nicola. The law stands for L.A.
I see what you did there.
Is it all LeBron?
It's all LeBron.
Yeah.
Why would it be all LeBron?
That's where he plays now.
Lakers. I thought he played up in like a cold state.
Cleveland, that's gone. He plays for the Lakers now.
Yay, sports.
And also Thomas Davis, our good Mr. Charlotte himself, Thomas Davis, signed with the L.A. Chargers. It used to be San Diego.
Cool.
So you could wear an L.A. Chargers jersey now with Thomas Davis' name on it. Okay?
Perfect.
All right.
What team does LeBron play on now?
The Lakers. Which, by the way, I thought it would be cool to go to a Lakers game on Saturday night.
You ain't getting tickets.
So I looked up
tickets. So expensive.
And let's just say they're not our Charlotte Hornets tickets.
No.
The very last row was outrageous.
Mm-hmm. So they stink, which is hilarious.
So I went to a bar and I watched it.
Okay. All right. You can win $100 today at 7 a.m. with Wake Up and Win. We got so much to get to, including a haunted piece of furniture being sold out of a, where was this? This was, I think it was a restore.
Oh.
A Habitat for Humanity store.
Yeah.
And news crews were there to watch someone purchase this haunted piece of furniture. So we'll get into that. Plus, Loren, just for you, we're going to tell you the top plastic surgery so far in 2019.
Why for me?
No, you're into that stuff.
I don't have any plastic surgery.
Oh, really? None.
Have your ears done lately?
No.
I'm just kidding. I just thought you might find it interesting. So we have that info. So much more. Brand new War of the Roses, too.
I don't know why the room went crazy. She said on the air she wanted to...
I would get the girls done, let's be honest.
I was going to say, why did everyone just attack you?
Because, I don't know.
It's Thursday.
You just assumed I had it.
Living life through Manny's eyes.
Guys, we just go to the sink, soap up our arms, soap up our legs, wet our hair, and we're on our way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
I have. I'm not proud of it.
Hear Manny weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
The MRL Show, KISS 95.1. Good morning, 622. Thank you, Marshmallow and Bastille, for that.
So there's a furniture that's haunted and everyone's crazy about it? I don't understand.
So yes, Roy, but can we talk about the cosmetic surgery thing first so we can get that off the table so I don't get yelled at anymore?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And I want to spend more time on the haunted furniture because it is interesting.
Okay.
So we'll do that coming up here in about 10 minutes. But the most popular cosmetic surgery so far in 2019, Loren, I thought you would find this interesting.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
17.7 million cosmetic procedures are done in the U.S. a year.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing, what do you think it is? The number one procedure.
Breast aug.
That's the number one thing. So far this year, there has been a total of 113,000 breast augmentations, and we are only in March.
Wow.
It's up a whopping 14% from the previous years. A lot of doctors might be doing that BOGO special.
Buy one, get one?
Yeah. Why else would
buy
it be
one,
so
girl,
high?
Buy one, girl, get one?
Yeah. I don't trust any doctor that had to buy one, get
right?
one.
I know. Liposuction is number two, right behind breast augmentations. Nose reshaping.
Oh, I thought that was a big thing like years ago. I didn't think that was still a thing.
It was a big thing in the 80s, I remember.
Yeah, even in the 90s, though.
Yeah,
rhinoplasties. Yeah.
Eyelid surgery.
Yes, I actually know somebody who's just had this done.
I do too.
What happens to your eyelids?
They get all saggy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Tummy tucks. That was the number five, rounding out the top five.
Yeah. Some people get that mommy makeover after the babies.
These are the top cosmetic surgery procedures so far in 2019. Botox is six.
See, I don't know that I necessarily consider Botox a procedure. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, personally, I think that, like, if you're going under for something, then that's a procedure. I think of Botox more as a treatment.
That's true, but think about how many people get Botox done but never admit it.
I don't know any of those people.
I'm telling you, it's a thing. It's a thing.
I bet so.
Soft tissue fillers.
Now I'm going to be looking at everybody in the office today. You got Botox?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I think it's a thing. Because I remember, like, Amanda and I took her on a date for Dysport, which is the same thing as Botox, and, you know, I told them that I was going to take a picture and post it. Like, great, because most couples don't, like, admit it.
I think a lot of people think that, like, you're going to look like Cat Lady if you get Botox, and that's not the case.
Soft tissue fillers, chemical peels, laser hair removal, and microdermabrasion were all rounding out the top 10.
Microdermabrasion?
Microdermabrasion is, like, where they take almost like a sand, and then they take off the dead skin.
That's a thing. Well, listen, can they do that to my feet? Because I got some calluses forming on my feet.
They probably could.
I need some microblading done.
You know what you need to do? You need to put your feet in that water and have the fish nip at your skin. Yeah, let's set that up for Roy. Get some bone fish in here. Yeah.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
Crazy. Later, let's put leeches on my body. Why not?
Sir, this has never happened before, but three of our goldfish have passed away instantly.
Really? This is too much skin. They couldn't eat it.
Yeah, it's just, and the toxins in the water, too, I don't think help.
Oh, stop, Roy. I can't.
Can we see your sandals?
By the way, you were just joking about the leech thing, but I think that's supposed to help with circulation.
Yeah, let's do it. Put leeches on me.
All right, so we'll talk about this more in the 7:30 Dirty, but did you guys see that Lori Loughlin was released with $1 million bond from her court appearance?
Yeah.
So this was the Varsity Blues. This is what the FBI is calling the Varsity Blues bust of the year.
Yeah, it's the most elitist crime ever.
And we'll definitely get you up to date with that.
I saw somebody's daughter. I saw it on the news last night and I wasn't fully paying attention, but somebody's daughter did an Insta video and she was like, I got accepted to USC and I don't even know if I'm going to go to class.
Yeah, I think that was Lori's daughter. So she's got two daughters and one's like a YouTube sensation. Yeah. So I think it was probably her.
I now think that money can buy everything. So I'm trying to see how much it's going to cost me to get out of our 10:30 meeting today. I'm going to try to bribe some people.
Social experiment.
I don't know. This was also part of it. Again, we'll get deeper into this in the 7:30 dirty. But Lori Loughlin's daughter was actually on a yacht with USA officials when her mom was charged.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
More caviar.
Yeah. Dean. Champagne.
Yes, Dean Johnson. Did you like more caviar?
Pass the Dom Perignon, please. All right, Meghan Markle could be ready to reconcile with her family. The insiders are saying that this baby could be the bridge to the big gap. That she is thinking that she would like her family to meet the baby at some point.
There you go, brother.
That's Mr. Markle.
Yes. Joey Fatone, former NSYNC member. He was also on The Masked Singer recently on Fox. He just got a tattoo to commemorate the rabbit that he was unmasked as. And he's now got the tattoo to prove it. Much like producer Nicole. Big things that stick out in your life, you get the tattoos for.
Did you get ink in L.A.?
She did.
You did, right?
I did. I got tattooed on my leg. On my travel sleeve.
Are we going to put a picture of that up at the MRL show?
Yeah, I'll put it up.
Cool.
Good. Okay.
And Selena Gomez, she is very nervous about her upcoming album. She just dropped a new video for I Can't Get Enough. And she let her Insta followers... By the way, she's like one of the most, if not the most followed person on Instagram, into her life. And she said, I'm currently in the studio and it's going really well. She also opened up and she was very honest about the pressure that comes along with that. She said the next few choices that she makes are going to be very crucial and she needs to be very diligent and patient with that process. That is your dirty.
A thrift store in North Carolina in Rowan County says it sold a haunted chest of drawers. And for some reason, the news was there to watch these men buy this haunted chest. Wait till you hear the claims that the old owner made about it, why it's haunted. We'll tell you about it coming up in 6 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Interesting. They say that this thrift shop in Salisbury might be one of the nation's first thrift shops. That's what this news article from Fox 46 says.
Oh, that must be old.
And I love the article because it doesn't say for sure. the news is like in this thrift store on South Main Street, which may be one of the oldest in the country.
Yeah, it's probably owner claimed.
Maybe, yeah.
You know.
Anyway, two men rolled into the store on yesterday afternoon and purchased two pieces of furniture. They paid the full price of $1,000, but what's so intriguing about it is because the sign from the Habitat for Humanity Restore says it's one. So the sign on the furniture says $1,000, right?
That's two a lot for bedroom. Habitat, I feel like.
Yeah. Two-piece bedroom set, queen canopy bed, high boy chest and drawers, hand-carved in the 1950s, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, please note, this is what it says on the ticket. Previous owner reports that the high boy is haunted. He reports continuous nightmares for he and his wife while it was in their room. He also reports that the dogs would not stop barking at it.
Why would somebody buy that?
Why not?
Unless you are a collector of like haunted items.
One of the people who worked in the stores told the newspaper that the warning was not a publicity stunt and said it was a matter of full disclosure, even if it hurt the possibility of a quick sale. We're a Christian housing ministry, so we don't want to not disclose it.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Okay.
Response to the bizarre sales pitch on social media ranged from amused to people who took it seriously, including some woman who said that she could see actually evil ghosts in the picture, which, by the way, we're posting at the MRL show on our Insta in just a second here.
Does it look like there's a ghost in the photo?
I don't see anything. And you know, we're well-trained from...
Taps.
From Taps.
Yeah,
I don't see anything in the photo. There's not like an orb or, you know.
Let me see. Let me see if I see Satan looking back at me.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys don't see it?
Another person who calls themselves an expert in spirits and ghosts said that spirits can attach themselves to furniture.
To objects, yeah, I've
so
heard that.
So it's likely that the people who got rid of this furniture probably don't have any issues in their house anymore because it is now attached to the furniture.
Can I just say that I hope that when I turn into a ghost, I'm not attached to a damn piece of furniture. That'd be so awful. I'd be passed around over and over. And then what happens when it gets destroyed in a landfill? I'd have to hang around in trash all day?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I don't know how ghosts work, but that's awful.
You end up in the basement of somebody's, like, old house.
And then someone could, like, move furniture on top of me, and I'm like, come on.
I have a cousin who's a retired New York State police officer and is not into this stuff at all. And he was building a new house back in the 90s, Loren. And right at the time, there's so many historic homes in New York State that they will allow, like, troopers and other people.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You know, that work for the government to stay in these homes for free, as long as they maintain these so-called museum homes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how it used to be. I don't know if it still is. Anyway, he gets his new furniture for his new house, but he's staying in this old house that was built in like the 1700s. He claims that he and his wife, when they put their new bedroom set upstairs, that like the bed would shake, the drawers would open and close when they weren't home. Like, they would make sure the drawers were closed. When they came back, the drawers would be open.
Mm, bye. Oh,
no. Is the foundation slipping or something?
Dude, they put all the old stuff downstairs, came back up. They put the new bedroom set downstairs, packed it up, and nothing ever happened again. And my cousin's not a BSer like that. That's the thing.
Maybe the floor is, like, crooked.
Man, he says no. He's like, it was something.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So you never know. Boy.
What's that?
That could have been your great-great-great-great uncle. Attached to that bedroom set.
I feel sorry for him. Because then, like, what if someone destroys the furniture and then he's going to get upset?
It's true.
You know?
I like this, too. A reporter tweeted from Fox 46 and says, tonight at 5 on Fox 46.
Yeah.
Fox 46 was the only TV crew there when this was supposedly haunted furniture was purchased by these men. Yeah. You know why you were the only ones there? Because it ain't news.
Maybe if it was October, Fox 46.
Yeah. We were the only ones there. Yeah, you know why? Because half of the news people were at the airport covering the 737 story. I love everybody over there at Fox 46.
Yeah, we're big fans of them.
All right, so... let's give away some Shamrock Jam tickets here in about 8 minutes.
Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. That is East Side.
You can meet us on the East Side tomorrow, I think, is what we realized at Duncan in Mooresville.
The East Side of 77, that's true. We're going to be off of 150 on East Plaza Drive at the Dunkin' Donuts, closer to downtown Mooresville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one we're at. Across from the ABC store and the police station.
That's right.
And we want to meet 10,000 listeners, so we're throwing a little MRL show fam jam every Friday at Dunkin's across the Carolinas, not just in North Carolina. We're going to come down to South Carolina, too. Probably not to the mountains. You guys are too far.
No, we'll go everywhere.
No, I'm not going to Avery County.
Maybe.
What are we going to do? Stay the night?
What?
You guys are 5 hours away.
Why not?
No,
we
of
just
course.
Went to Beach Mountain.
That's true. We loved it up there. That's what I'm saying. The Beach Mountain trip covered us, I think, for a little while.
Okay.
We will go anywhere if you want to find us. Just keep hitting us up on our socials at the MRL show. We have a little list there. You can tell us where you want us to come visit. A lot of locations that you guys are mentioning are already on the list.
Yep.
So that's the good news. The other thing we got to talk about is Shamrock Jam, which is happening on Saturday.
Have you heard of it? Because it's only our second annual. You may not even know about it. It's one of the biggest St. Patrick's Day parties in Charlotte. It goes down at Queen Park Social. We got a whole parking lot where we all drink outside and listen to music and bands. And then inside, the party continues as well at Queen Park Social. But you got to join us. We're all going to be out there after the St. Patrick's Day Parade, but it starts at noon, mm-hmm. I believe. Noon?
Yes.
So Queen Park Social, this Saturday, we want you to join us for our second annual Shamrock Jam.
I'll tell you what, since we're about to do our 5 seconds to cash, we'll hold off on the Sham Jam ticks, and we'll give those away like around 7:20-ish this morning.
Yeah.
Does that make sense for everyone?
Yeah.
Okay, but we do have to get a winner. We got a $300 winner yesterday in the afternoon at 4 o'clock. Somebody knew the song, so they scored themselves $300. But we are back to $100 now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So, Manny, we found this article of a woman who was sharing the coolest things that a guy she went on a Tinder date had shared with her afterwards. And she was wondering, like, what went wrong on the date. She said that they met for coffee and they were off to a really good start. So they went to a pub for dinner and then things kind of took a turn for the worst. And he had asked her if she was planning on having any kind of plastic surgery. And then he became offended. She kind of blew off the date, realizing that she just chalked it up to a loss. And then wondered, you know, what really went wrong. Well, 3 months later, this guy reaches out to her and said, okay, you really want to know what went wrong? I'll tell you. These are the worst things I've ever heard come out of someone's mouth.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh.
He said, well, I'm going to start off by saying, if you lost some weight, you would look incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
You're very pale, and don't be afraid to get a fake tan.
Well, so far, it's the three of us in here.
I know. Sounds like me to a T.
Your girls are very big, and you should show off your cleavage more.
Yep, they stole me.
Enough about Roy. What did he say about this girl?
He also called her out for drinking regular Coke and being approved for not kissing him on the first date.
Go out with this guy, Roy.
I love Coke, too.
I thought it was a lovely time. We just did a Coke segment at this time 2 days ago.
And he goes on and finishes the note by saying, if you could get on board with all these things and fix some of them, I would consider giving you another date.
What?
She said, you know, obviously the note killed her confidence at first, but the more she read it, the funnier it became.
Oh.
Loren, I know that article has some of them, but I actually did a search and I found the guy's name is Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the entire thing and we could share it on our Insta because we can't get to all of them. But there is 3 pages worth of notes.
Yeah, he sent her like 15 different things.
You need to keep your past to a minimum. I don't care about it and what you went through.
Your past?
Oh, past.
Yeah.
Not past.
Oh, past.
Yeah. Get a sense of humor. You didn't laugh at one single one of my jokes.
Because you're probably not funny. And if you think this note is funny, you should probably be kicked in the gonads.
Let's see. You need to dye your hair a normal color and add extensions. Longer hair is much more attractive with a smiley
gosh.
Face.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
You just seemed a bit stuck up, sort of like, you know, maybe it's your personality.
Wow.
You seem a little bit like a jerk. I'm sure it's just you.
Yeah.
You made me feel like crap when you offered to pay. It's like you thought I didn't have enough money after telling you how much is in my bank account.
Ooh, he said how much is in his bank account?
Mm-hmm.
What a
I know, he's a jerk.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Did anybody ever tell you anything brutally honest? Or were you brutally honest with someone on a date? Because I feel like this is kind of a one-off.
Well,
I think we as humans would never tell someone
your
flaws.
I do think that people would benefit if people gave constructive criticism and was, I guess, nice about it. I don't know how you'd be nice about some of these things, but if you went on a date and somebody, like maybe, I don't know, maybe you chew with your mouth open and that drove somebody crazy.
I would make sure I would say so that immediately.
Would you?
Yes.
See, I think people would maybe be better for it. I don't know. Like, maybe that person's not aware that they chewed their mouth open.
Yes.
Now, this list is ridiculous.
Manny was chewing his gum obnoxiously the other day, and I was like, you're going to drive me insane.
We weren't on a date, though.
I know, but man, if we were.
What would you have said?
I would have said, were you raised in a barn? Can you please chew with your mouth closed?
I would have walked away. The date would have been over then.
I know. You have to say it in a nicer way than that. But
I know. That's because I love you, and I know I could talk to you that way.
Okay. Sounds like it. Hey, listen. All we need is one person, producer Nicole. See if you can find one person who says that they were either told something brutally honest on a date or they were brutally honest with someone on the date?
704-570-9595, or you can text the show or go on our Instagram at the MRL show. Let us know when you are brutally honest. I had to be brutally honest one time back when I was dating. He stayed over that type of night.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I came and I did the show, and then when I got back, he was still there.
Oh, you got to go, bro.
Yeah, so we had to have an honest conversation about the state of our relationship.
Here's a text message from area code 704 that says, I was told if I lost weight, I'd have a lot more energy and be a happier guy. Oh, I'm sorry, and be happier by a guy I had once met.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I mean, you are not going to start a relationship this way. There's no way to recover, right?
No.
Was that guy, like, sleeping during the day? Like, what do you mean I'd have more energy? Was I not energetic enough for you?
Right?
Oh, man. This is Nicole in Huntersville. Hey, Nicole, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. So tell us, was anyone ever brutally honest?
Well, kind of. So I went on a date with this guy shortly after a really rough breakup. And during the date, I just wasn't feeling it. And after I went home, I went to go text him and just be like, hey, I'm not feeling this. Don't want to lead you on. Don't really want to go any further with this. And he just blew up on me because I gave him a little bit of information about that breakup that I just went through. And he told me that my decisions were trash.
Oh, my gosh.
I was trashy and just went off on me. And I was just like I was laughing at him, just like, where are you coming from?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's how this woman in this article that we were reading, Nicole, felt too. She's like, after she got to like the 10th thing, she's like, I just started laughing. Like, where is any of this coming from?
You know, Nicole, what I also don't understand is like how I've never been on a date where it was bad and the other person didn't think it was bad. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I've never been in a situation where one party really enjoyed themselves and one party didn't. Like, if I said, hey, you know, it's not working out, I figured they'd be like, yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, no. He was like, I really feel like God sent you to me. Oh, and God. I was like, No, he didn't.
Oof. All right. Thanks,
okay.
Nicole.
Stage 5 clinger.
Oh, man, Stephanie went on a date, and some guy showed up, and the reaction was so confusing, according to her.
Okay.
We'll talk to her, plus Amanda and Courtney are on hold, too.
All right. We'll take your phone calls next. It's did anyone ever be brutally honest at the end of a date?
Living life through Manny's eyes.
Guys, we just go to the sink, soap up our arms, soap up our legs, wet our hair, and we're on our way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
I have. I'm not proud of it.
Hear Manny weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
KISS 95.1, Manny Roy of the Ram Morning Show. Was someone ever brutally honest on a date? This is Stephanie and Davidson.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us what happened.
Okay. Met a guy on Tinder and we're having really good chats. And he only had one profile picture. And I was... I asked him, I said, hey, you want to go meet for dinner? You know, you doing anything right now? And he said, no. So we met because we were pretty close locally to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows up, and he's completely bald and a full goatee. I'm like, well, that's not what's on your profile picture. And he says, it's not. I said, no. And I was being honest. I was like, well, I'm not into guys with like facial hair.
Well, Stephanie, all he had to do was go shave it off and come right back to you.
Yeah, I think that one's an easy thing to fix.
I know, but I'm not going to ask a guy to go and change and stuff. He goes, well, I'm not what you're expecting. I'm like, no. And you know what? And then he had these thick glasses on. I was like, well, you need to have your profile picture of what you look like right now. Really?
Oh, my gosh. That's funny, Stephanie. Thank you.
Hey, do you remember those websites? I don't even know if they exist anymore. But it was, like, before Tinder and everything else. And you could, like, kind of blow up the person that you were dating online.
Yeah, kind of.
Do you remember those? Yeah. I got to figure out what they were called.
Didn't you start it?
No, I did not.
Well, this is Courtney in South Park.
Hey,
welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So last year I went on a date with a guy and, we had met like on Tinder And it was actually, honestly, I thought a really good day. We ended up, like, spending the whole day together. And I actually, like, stayed the night with him that night. And then in the morning, I just left. But I felt really good about the date. And then a few hours later, he sends me a text message. And he's like, hey, you should probably change your photos on your dating app. Ugh. And I was like, oh, okay, like, why? And he was like, well, to be honest, I don't really think that they're true to size. And I was like...
He said, I hate that you have to repeat it, but what did he say?
No, it's okay. He said, I don't think that they're very true to size.
Oh,
true
very
to size.
And okay.
Yeah, and he was like, you're a little bigger than I thought you
oh
would be.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, okay. And my photos weren't like head-only shots.
Right.
Any of those photos that you take that you're like, oh, it's a little better than I usually do. Like, yeah. They were like candid photos. So I was really just kind of taken back. And then the best part was he sent me a Venmo request of $15
for the meal
that he had paid for me.
Wait, he sent you a Venmo request for the date?
Yes, after he had told me, like, I felt like, kind of lied.
Oh, you declined that. You didn't do it. You didn't send him the money, did you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, man, I'm shocked.
What a jerk.
That's awful.
When
thanks,
screenshots
Courtney.
Come in so handy. Yeah. I would screenshot that and put it all over social media.
Yeah, it's true. Sucks, man.
All right. Looking for call number 9-704-570-9595. Shamrock Jam this Saturday. Come party with the Mani Roy and the Rim Morning Show at the biggest St. Patrick's Day party of the year at Queen Park Social. Live music, live band, drinks. It's going to be a blast, and we want you to join us.
704-570-9595. Call 9. Call now. You win a pair, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So we told you yesterday about Operation Varsity Blues, where all these well-to-do and celebrities were paying for their kids to get into certain schools. Mm-hmm. And Lori Loughlin is kind of the one getting the brunt of it. I think she's the biggest name in this ring. But people are now doing some investigation of their own. Well, not only did... What was that?
Handcuffs.
Oh.
That's not a handcuff.
Yeah, it is.
I've been handcuffed. That doesn't sound like a handcuff.
By the police?
Yeah.
Never mind by who.
Okay.
I used to be a little cadet, police cadet, you know.
Anyway. Lori, she was arrested yesterday and was released on a $1 million bond, which was the same bond that her husband got when he was taken into custody as well. Now, the judges wanted to pull her passport, but decided to let her continue to travel to Vancouver for work with conditions, of course. Now, everyone was wondering, like, where was Lori's kids when all this was going down? Well, ironically enough, they were partying in the Bahamas on spring break with USC officials, the chairman, on a yacht.
Yeah, and they say that the school had no clue. Screw you. Yeah. They knew. Yeah.
They were on the USS cheat.
Yeah.
Lori and her husband were being accused of paying $500,000 to get their kids into the school on rowing scholarships, but... neither actually participated in the sport. Khloe Kardashian wants Tristan Thompson to be more involved in True's life. She says that he's kind of got the attitude of, I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah, he's playing basketball right now, Khloe. That's what happens.
Yeah, but you still can't have the I'll see you when I see you.
I get that, but still, what do you want him to do? I can't be home to let my kids go to school in the morning. Yeah. I have a job.
Maybe he could invite her to come. I don't know.
Okay.
Lady Gaga, she's shutting down pregnancy rumors, and she's saying, yeah, I'm pregnant with... #LG6. So she's letting everyone know that she is working on a new album. Oh. And that's the only thing she's pregnant with. That's okay. Your dirty.
Let's put Can't Beat the Man. 704-570-9595. 63 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Kristen. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Lorette Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
We're great. How are you?
Good, we can't believe we're on. We're so excited.
Okay, who's the we? Kristen, who are you with?
Okay, so we got carpool in the car, so we have Gabby, Olivia, Nate, and Natalie.
Ooh, that's a whole gang of people against me today.
That's right.
All right.
I am not even.
Let's see how y'all do.
All right, get out, Lorraine.
I am going.
All right, Lorraine, putting the headphones down, walking out of the studio.
I'm trying to can and literally can.
And she is out of the studio. Kristen, Gabby, Olivia, Nate, and... Who's the other person?
Hey, hang on.
All right, well, she's out of the studio. She didn't longer hear the question.
All right, let's do it for Indian Trail. Sources say that Meghan Markle's hoping that a baby will help her reconnect and reconcile with her family. Who is Meghan Markle's baby daddy?
Prince Harry.
And question two, Stormy Webster almost had a different name. This Jenner mom revealed that she almost named her and Travis Scott's baby girl Rose instead. Who is the mom?
Kylie Jenner.
Lady Gaga is pregnant. Well, with her new album, she released that statement yesterday. Who was her co-star in the movie A Star is Born?
Bradley Cooper.
Miley Cyrus and Nick Jonas may be exes, but their latest interaction with Nick's wife, Priyanka, has us all saying ex goals. Maybe a double date will be in the future for the two married couples. Who is Miley married to?
Liam Hemsworth.
You like how I said Jonas instead of Jonas, Roy?
Yeah, it was cool.
And Alicia Keys is releasing a memoir through this former daytime talk show host book club. Who is that?
Oprah Winfrey.
Come on in, Ren.
It's going to be a tough battle, Lorraine. Kristen and the kids got 5 correct, which means I'm not going to tell you if you got it right. I'm not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
All right. Will we put an end to this run of 73 straight 63. Wins?
You might.
63, sorry, yes. Sources say that Meghan Markle is hoping that a baby might help her reconnect and reconcile with her family. Who is Meghan Markle's baby daddy?
Prince Harry.
Stormy Webster almost had a different name. This Jenner mom revealed that she almost named her and Travis Scott's baby girl Rose instead. Who is mom?
Kylie.
Question three. Lady Gaga is pregnant with her new album, she said. Who was her co-star in the movie A Star is Born?
Bradley Cooper.
Miley Cyrus and Nick Jonas may be exes, but their latest interaction with Nick's wife Priyanka has us all saying ex goals. Maybe a double date's going to be in the future for the two married couples. Who is Miley married to?
Oh my gosh, that was wrapped around a light pole.
Really was.
Liam Hemsworth. That was hard to follow that question.
Well, I think when he says Jonas instead of Jonas, it really
goes wrong.
Okay. Let's settle down, everyone.
All right.
This is big. 63 wins. Alicia Keys is releasing a memoir through this former daytime talk show host book club. Who is the daytime talk show host book club?
Oprah.
That is unfortunately correct.
Oh my gosh.
It is a tie, and I gotta tell you, if you saw Lauren's face, she was so uncertain.
I was.
Oh,
oh
man.
64
better
wins.
Luck next time.
All right, Kristen, guys, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today? Not quite a win, but congratulations. 5 correct's awesome.
Yes, we can't beat Lorraine, but we can tie her.
Thanks for playing, y'all.
Thank you.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
All right, we're the show, busting cheaters, making it safe to date, Missy and Justin. Missy finds a pair of underwear in the garbage can. It ain't hers. Whose is it? Justin has some explaining to do. We're going to see if we can bust a cheater with War of the Roses coming up in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Missy, what is happening with Justin that makes you think he's cheating on you?
We're engaged. We're going to get married. When I went to go throw away the trash, the big trash, like not the trash in the home, but you know, you have to wheel them out for them to pick it up.
Yes.
I accidentally dropped my earring. So I had to like, man, this sucks. I have to take it out. I had to go into that trash can and find my earring. When I did that, I found black underwear that don't belong to me.
In the garbage can.
In the garbage can. Already ready to get evidence taken out of the house so I wouldn't be able to ask questions. So that made me feel very uncomfortable. I took a picture of the underwear, and he told me, honey, you're going to laugh. It's nothing. I'll explain when I see you.
Okay.
But oh, so you have already confronted him.
Yes, and he said that he'll tell me when he comes home, but he's not coming home for another 3 days. And he's making it seem like it's not a big deal, but it's driving me crazy. Part of me feels like I'm being dramatic, but I am a woman. I'm about to commit my life to someone.
Yeah.
I need to make sure that I'm not being played already.
I get it.
I can't believe I'm calling you guys, but I have
to do this.
I'm playing it out of my head too, Missy, and I just don't know what another reason for a woman's underwear to be in the garbage would be.
Unless he wears...
I mean, that can be...
Women's underwear. We've had that before. Okay, we're going to give him a call. If he doesn't send the flowers to you, try to remain quiet until we hear what he puts on the note, because that could tell, you know, a lot. All right?
Okay,
are you sure you want to do this?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay, here we go. I'm calling him up.
Hello?
Hi, Justin. My name's Cynthia. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my phone call today is we are a brand new romantic gift company, and we are doing a grassroots marketing campaign where we're offering people free romantic roses to send to someone they love in exchange for telling someone about our services. It's completely free. I don't need a credit card from you. We're not charging delivery. It's not a reoccurring charge. We are just simply asking that you tell someone about our services.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah. Missy.
And what would you like to put on Missy's note?
Put, hey, Missy, I'm sorry you're mad at me. I promise I'll explain the whole underwear thing when I get home. Love you.
Oh, that's funny. What underwear thing? It sounds like maybe you have a good explanation for something.
It's kind of a long story.
Honey, I love you. Can you just explain it to me now? I need to know what this whole underwear thing is.
Hello?
Hey, Justin, that is your girlfriend, Missy. She's been on the phone the whole time because we're not actually a flower company. We're a radio show. We do a bit called War of the Roses where we try to catch cheaters.
We all are eager to know about the underwear because...
Right.
Missy told us. She found it. So you got a lot of explaining to do.
So, okay.
Where was the underwear in our trash can?
Okay. Oh, I can see how you would think that was kind of weird. So that's why I wanted to explain it to you in person. But what happened was, you remember the other night when I had that big client meeting and I took my clients back from the restaurant back to the hotel?
I remember.
So one of my female clients was sitting in the back seat. And we were all having a good time and messing around. And she laughed so hard that she said she peed her in her panties a little bit. So she kept saying how, like, they were wet and how disgusting it was. So everybody was drunk, and I was just driving everybody. So they were like, I remember somebody saying, oh, you should take them off. It's disgusting. So she took them off, and she just left them in my car, so when I got home, I just found them in the back seat, and I just threw them away in the trash. So, again, I can see how you would think that something might be happening, but that's the story. That's what happened.
Do you buy that?
I do, but I do want to talk about it more when you do come home. I do love you. I do trust you. We're going to spend our life together, but the fact that somebody felt comfortable enough to take their underwear off in your car is...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Not okay, but we can discuss that when you come home.
Okay. That's, like I said, that's totally understandable.
Okay, hey, bad news. There's no roses, Justin. So if you really want to send roses to Missy, you've got to do it on your own, okay, bud?
Okay, so all I get embarrassed on the radio and no free roses? Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's what happens. Well, half our audience is not going to believe you, dude, believe it or not. So, all right, I'm going to let him go. I let him go, Missy. So you got it, huh? You believe him? No cheating? You just want to have a conversation with him?
Yeah, I'm going to have a conversation with him.
I don't know if I buy it. I think maybe there needs to be, like, further investigation. I'd probably want to talk to the people that were in the car that night. I don't know.
She's going to do that.
Yeah. So. I mean, he did send the flowers to her, so that's a step in the right direction.
That's one of our telltale signs.
Yeah.
All right, Missy.
Yeah, he didn't admit it right when I asked him, so...
I would just say to fact check, Missy. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
Will you follow up with us and let us know how it turns out?
Yeah, I'll give you guys a call.
Perfect.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
All right, we are reeling in from that War of the Roses. Some people think he's cheating. Other people are like, no, he's telling the truth. We want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. This is all after a War of the Roses where Missy found a pair of underwear in the trash can and she thought maybe her man Justin was cheating. He did send the flowers to Missy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the underwear belonged to some of his clients and that there was an incident involving the number one. And
somebody laughed so hard that other things happened.
What's the big deal? They laughed so hard they peed.
Their pants. Yeah. Okay.
So she took her underwear off in the back of the car.
Mm-hmm.
He was driving them from the restaurant to the hotel. Everyone, he said all the clients were drunk. He was sober. But he also, here's the other key to this too. He told Missy that when Missy confronted him a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So Missy's like, I don't believe him. Let's try it again. And he's either sticking to his story, which I believe, or he's sticking to his lie.
Well, people are kind of split 50-50. We're getting text messages. What kind of business is he in that people are getting stupid drunk and peeing in his back seat? Ew, ew, ew. And then 516 said, listen, I've had a kid, and I've laughed so hard that I've leaked too. All
right. Yeah, and a woman called in, producer Nicole, said she couldn't hold on, but she said that her husband has a similar job to Justin's, and this stuff happens all the time.
Hmm.
I believe it. You don't want to make the client feel embarrassed and...
You mean to tell us, Sabrina, we've never made you laugh so hard that you peed your underwear and had to throw them in the garbage?
No.
Yeah, we're not that funny.
Hey, what was going on in that car? I'm so jealous I missed out. What do you think, Sabrina, in Spartanburg?
I don't believe him at all. I really just don't, because I think that when you're at a professional business meeting like that, things like that shouldn't be happening. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what happened at a business meeting where a girl was comfortable enough to pee her pants and take off her underwear in the back of his car.
Well, I don't think she felt comfortable about peeing herself. I think that just is a... Yeah.
She laughed so hard, he said.
They must have been listening to, like, Bob and Sherry or something. Like, really good show.
I have a feeling it was at night. They were coming back from dinner.
Hey, okay, AJ's killing it at night, you know.
But Sabrina, also, let's not... we didn't ask her, and Missy, by the way, has agreed to come back on with us on Monday at 7:50 for a follow-up. She's going to talk to him when he's back. I think he's back tonight, and we're going to follow up. But let's not guess what kind of business he's in, because when we go out with clients and stuff, it's a blast.
Yeah.
It's not uptight.
Yeah. I just want her to fact check. Like, I want her to ask Sabrina. The other people in the car what happened.
We go out drinking with our clients.
That's true.
That's a very...
And you got to do what you got to do to close the deal. Anybody knows that's in sales.
I think there's a line.
There is a line.
What, peeing your underwear is over the line?
You said you got to do what you got to do.
All right, this is...
Did you ever watch the Firefest documentary? You got to do what you got to do.
If you need the water, you do what you got to do to get the water.
He is my favorite person ever. All right, watch this if you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, if you have no clue, there's a wonderful character in that documentary on Netflix. This is Kelsey in Charlotte. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show. Hi, Kelsey.
Hello.
Hi, what do you think about all this?
I think something fishy is going on. Definitely not just the underwear. Not talking about the underwear. I think that if he was telling the truth, maybe he should have mentioned the whole situation before she even had the chance to sign the underwear. Because, I mean, that's what I would do in a serious relationship. I think he's sticking to his lie because he knows that he's in big trouble.
So we just got a text message to just kind of rebut what you just said, because I kind of agree with you, but this is a good point, too. Why would he throw them in the trash in the house and not somewhere else? If he wasn't telling the truth, why wouldn't he try to get rid of the evidence?
But if Missy didn't drop her earring, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. War of the Roses wouldn't even have happened. And he would have been
exactly.
like, it's nobody's business what happened. That maybe he feels embarrassed for the client, too.
I mean, yeah, I feel like if he would have noticed the underwear in his backseat previously, he probably would have ditched him somewhere else. But I think it was a last-minute thing. He got home, and he was like, oh, crap, those underwear are really in the back of my car. So, I don't know. I would dig a little deeper if I were her.
Throwing them out the window on 485 or something? Hit the car, hit the windshield on the car behind you? Like, what the hell?
Much better
big four-cob pileup.
Yeah,
oh, that's funny. Kelsey, Loren has a similar story. Do you want to hear it?
I do.
She yeah. found. You found underwear?
I did. I found underwear in our house, and I thought they belonged to one person, and that person said that they weren't theirs, and then now I need to know where the underwear came from.
Oh, no, girl. I would do some DNA tests.
Okay. Well, let me backpedal this story a little bit, though.
Okay.
So we have an au pair living with us right now, and she... I thought the underwear were hers.
Okay.
Yeah, makes sense. There's another woman in your house now.
Right. I put them in her, and they were like cute little underwear that were like the European cut with the little scrunchy butt on them. So I was like, okay, oh, clearly wow. they're hers.
Yeah. Okay. Your au pair is Italian.
I put them in her room, and they somehow made it back downstairs.
Time out. Go back. Where were they? The first time?
They were just in the laundry. Like, we were folding laundry. Okay. I thought they were hers, right. so I put them upstairs. Because okay. everyone's laundry gets done
gotcha.
Together.
Okay.
Yeah. And they came back down, and they were on the dining room table. And I was like,
"Return to sender."
So I put them up there again, and she brings them back down. She's like, "Hey, these are mine. They ended up in my room twice." And I'm like, "Well, that's weird because they're not mine."
Whose are they?
Was Big D home or was he on the road?
He was on the road.
Oh, no.
I honestly didn't jump to like Wrath of Ren 10 yet. I needed to do some investigation of my own. I come to find out. That they belong to my mother. My mom is like this 50-year-old bartender who wears cute little French underwear.
She's a 50-year-old, 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Wait, how did you find out? Did you take a picture and send it to mom?
No, I was like, hey, because my mom was leaving stuff in my house before Elena arrived. So I had cleaned it all out, and I guess they somehow got dropped into the laundry, and they were just lost in the shuffle.
I can totally see Dallas, too, like on the road at a meeting, and he's like, so in closing, we'll go ahead and sign off on this deal.
Whose are these? All caps.
Yeah.
He answers a FaceTime, and I'm like, what are these, Dallas?
Sweetie, I'm in a meeting right now. No, you go stop that meeting.
Show everyone. Explain to everyone if you can explain to me. Oh, that's awesome. You know, there's also a whole other side of this War of the Roses that I feel really bad about, which we should talk about later on the show, is why did you have to go through the trash? Because Missy dropped her earring in the freaking garbage can, and that's how she even found the underwear. It's disgusting. She had to touch them.
I wouldn't have touched them.
Well, you know, I've told you guys as a kid we'd go dumpster diving behind the Dollar Tree because they sometimes would throw away the stuff they didn't sell. And so we'd get all the bunch of the good stuff.
That was a family trip, though.
It was fun. Dad would take us down. We're digging through the trash.
Did they ever tell you couldn't do that?
No. Well, I think the rules were a bit relaxed then and there.
Did you ever get there with another family was already doing what you wanted to do?
No. The Browns had it on Tuesdays. Johnson's had it on Wednesdays.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
What's the best thing you pulled out of there? Do you remember?
Oh, man, baseball bats, a bunch of toys, and yeah, good stuff.
Magazines?
Man. I don't know what Dad and them wanted, but...
Man, where's the... Hey, it's March. Ain't the November Playboys out here yet?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, they don't have that at the Dollar Tree. But I found a lot of toys.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was a good time.
The dumpster diving. Yeah, we're going to talk about it later on in the show, like around 8:35 this morning. Why did you have to go through your garbage?
I'm still laughing about the underwear that were my mom's.
Yeah. So did Dallas ever get a finger pointed at him? Or
no, he didn't.
Good for you. I feel like that's a real big growing moment for you.
It's a big step for me, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't go 0 to 100.
Because we have seen you do that.
Yes. I needed to do my own investigation.
Does he know about this?
No. And I don't know if he's in the truck right now on his way to an appointment, so I'm sure I'll get a text message here in a few minutes.
All right, what's coming up in the Dirty on the 30, celebrity gossip?
All right, Selena Gomez says that she's so nervous about doing something in her life, and she's sharing it with her fans. I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10 minutes in the Dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Selena Gomez, she just dropped a new video for her single, I Can't Get Enough. And she's letting her fans in on her Instagram a little bit into her life. She says, I'm currently in the studio and it's going really well. And I've been very open and honest with this process, but there's a ton of pressure that comes with that. She also said that she feels like the next choices that she makes is going to be very crucial to her career. And she's working really diligently, and she's hoping that everyone will be patient with her. Now, Kylie Jenner, she recently opened up on her Instagram and said that Stormy, her daughter's name, was almost not Stormy, that she almost named her something else.
I had two names that I honestly liked better than Stormy. I wanted to name her Rose.
Okay.
I don't know why. I really like that name. Shout out to everyone named Rose. But when I had her, I felt like she chose her own name.
She chose her own name.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm dumber for not having heard that audio. I feel like my IQ went down 10 points.
You should have heard the whole thing. It was so boring. Like, that was the best part of it. But people love Kylie.
And didn't she say she's a self-made billionaire?
Yeah.
How did it feel? Did you get smarter? Did you get richer listening to that?
No. People hate the Kardashians. Like, my brother said he loves the show. He goes, but when Loren mentions the Kardashians, man, I'm tuned out.
That's how I feel about The Bachelor. Every time you guys talk about that stupid show.
You can't win.
I know. Kit Harington and BTS are both headed to Saturday Night Live. Now, the Game of Thrones star will be on April 6th, and BTS will be the musical guest on April 13th. Meanwhile, Howard Stern and Wendy Williams are feuding. Did you see this?
I did. He was drilling her over the Hot Topic.
Yeah, well, I guess she took a shot at him saying that he had lost his edge on her show, and then he went for the jugular.
He can't take it when people talk bad about him.
No, he was all upset, called her the B word, said, you know, you'll never be me. Stop taking digs at me.
She's been on the show. She's a good interview with him.
Yeah,
well, he was like, I created the industry for you.
Yeah.
Without me, you wouldn't exist. He was angry.
He was real mad. So there's that.
We stole the guitar riff thing from him because they did this, and when we had our intern Jamie who plays the guitar, like, they started that one day and I thought it was hilarious. They go like, Wendy Williams stole from me.
I hate the Bachelor show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we made sure when we did this last week on the show, we were like, Howard did this first.
Right.
And, like, if he got word of it, he would play that. He'd be like, see, that's all I want.
He wants credit. Yeah. He wants credit for his craft.
Like the Wrath of Ren. Yeah. Wrath of Howard.
Yep. You done? Are we ready to what's hot?
Yep.
What's
sure trending?
What's the Loren like today?
So, Roy, you told me the other day that you got a extra battery pack for your phone.
I did.
But it's like a boring, like, just a black case.
Yeah.
And I went on the hunt because I was like, I just need a little bit more personality on my phone. But I also do need a backup battery. Well, I found backup batteries that look like real phone cases that have different designs on them. And they're super cool, from Lux Lemon. And we'll have that information for you at kiss951.com.
I love, by the way, the extra battery case for your phone. Like, I love it. I never charge my phone.
How do you charge the battery case?
It's when I plug in my phone, it automatically charges the battery first and then my phone.
Can you wirelessly charge with that?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So it's great. And I hear rumors that Apple, I'm not supposed to say this because I got it from an inside somewhere, but they're coming
out. What is your rumor?
They're coming out with like a big mat that you can put all your devices on one thing and it will automatically charge everything.
Oh, please. I need it.
I thought they already had that.
Well, they have like small
docking stations. Yeah.
Like small stuff.
I could have sworn that, like, I've seen the mat somewhere.
Oh, well, Apple's making
them. Okay.
They're in cars.
No, I saw it like around Christmas. Hmm. It came
maybe
in like
some catalog. Off brand.
Okay. Yeah, probably. Something that would catch fire when you put your phone on it.
All right, that's your dirty.
Thank you, Loren. Well, let's discuss this. Based on the war, let's keep on the war path because it was generating a lot of interest from a lot of people. So Missy accidentally dropped an earring in the garbage and then found underwear. So we need to know, why did you have to look through your garbage? What did you lose that made you jump into your garbage? 704-570-9595.
Living life through Manny's eyes.
Guys, we just go to the sink, soap up our arms, soap up our legs, wet our hair, and we're on our way.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I've never done that.
I have.
I'm not proud of it.
Hear Manny weekday mornings exclusively with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, 8:35. We are going to be in Mooresville tomorrow for our... We're trying to meet 10,000 people in the next couple weeks. So we've set a goal for that, and Duncan's going to help us meet 10,000 people. And we're going to different Dunkin's all across the Carolinas. We're starting our trip. We're going to broadcast the show live in Mooresville tomorrow, starting at 6 a.m. You can come by the Dunkin' on East Plaza Drive, right by the ABC store and the police station.
Yes, the Dunkin' Donuts on 150 closer to downtown.
Okay. Do you think they put us by the police station? That way, if we got too rowdy, they can just walk us across the street.
That makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
So we're talking about dumpster diving. Have you done it?
I've done it.
I've done it as a little kid. We would do it for fun. And we, by the way, we did it at the Dollar Tree because someone's like, wouldn't you get this, like, wouldn't be you be disgusting? We did it at a Dollar Tree where they threw away, it wasn't like a restaurant.
And there wasn't like gross food and liquids and stuff.
No, no, it was like items.
What's the best thing you ever found?
A lot of our decorations because they would throw away seasonal things. So a lot of decorations.
Yeah,
so Halloween, Christmas.
You would go with your family.
Yeah, we'd go
park the vehicle, get out and shop.
Well, we'd walk to it.
Oh, yeah, you'd shop.
Yeah, we take bags in case we got a few good things.
Sabrina in Gastonia, good morning.
Good morning.
So this all stems because Missy in War of the Roses just a little under an hour ago dropped her earring in the garbage, and then she found underwear, and her husband swears that it's not because he's cheating. It was a whole issue with... Never mind. I don't want to get into all of it. Just listen on the podcast. Seriously. But we want to know, why did you have to look through the garbage?
Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, I was looking for my tax papers because I was trying to go find my taxes, and I could not find my W-2s anywhere. So I was like, oh, God, I threw it in the trash. And I went digging in my dump in my trash can. Sure enough, bottom of the trash can, there's my W-2. Luckily, it didn't have anything nasty on it.
Oh, at least you found it.
Yeah.
That's the worst when you have to go through a bunch of gross stuff.
I know. Yeah. And get this, sometimes we'd go trash patrolling.
What does that mean?
We'd get in like a pickup truck and drive through neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'd look through people's trash.
People throw away like couches and I mean all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. We'd drive to like the rich neighborhoods and see what they were throwing away.
Yeah, they throw away those power wheels, man. All you need is a new battery and new tires. Yeah. You get yourself a $300 power wheels.
This is Shamira in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi. So what did you dumpster dive for?
So a few years back, I was in a corporate event, and I had a retainer. I had just finished my Invisalign, so I had these plastic retainers. And while I was eating, I put it in a napkin, and I sat it next to my meal. And, you know, through the shuffle, everybody is talking, and the people came and cleared the table, including my retainer. And mind you, the retainer is like $250. So I started panicking, and me and a bunch of my coworkers went through all of the trash at the restaurant to search for my retainer. I found it, but it was gross.
Do you guys remember when Roy was doing his Invisalign and he used to wrap them in a napkin and leave them everywhere?
Yeah.
And I think we were out at a restaurant.
We're in McAdoo's up in University City.
Yeah.
And we...
They threw yours away.
They threw mine away.
Uh-huh.
I didn't go back. I paid for the new ones.
They saw it and they were like, oh, clearly nobody's coming back for this thing.
Right.
We're throwing it away. Hey, Roy, Angel has a similar story to you in Rock Hill.
Hey, Angel.
Hey.
What would you do?
So when I lived in Savannah, I was going to Savannah College of Art and Design, and I furnished my entire dorm from dumpster diving. I got a couch that I spray painted pink and like a sort of broken drafting table and a chair out of like an office chair that swivels.
Mm-hmm.
There was like an engineering like office or something that that had shut down and like threw all this furniture and stuff out.
Did you get it all from one place, or did you have to like?
No, the couch was from somewhere else, but like the chair and the broken drafting table were out of the same. They're like the really big long dumpsters that they bring when they're like clearing a bunch of stuff out. You know,
Angel, let's back up for a second because you said something really interesting at the beginning of this call. You said you spray painted a couch. I didn't know that's a thing.
Well, it was like the fake leather, you know, but it was like
kind of mangy looking. So,
but
yeah,
wouldn't it
like
chip off?
It pink.
Did your like
silver
pants change colors every time you sat on it?
No, it dried.
No, it really didn't.
Yeah,
I would think it would like chip off, or I don't know, not be healthy for you if you laid on it.
Can I tell you like that?
You know,
that
you wouldn't
didn't
want
even
to lay on it because it was like hard. It was like maybe like a waiting room couch or something.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha. Thanks,
it was
Angel.
Like the kind of harder stuff. It wasn't like soft or anything.
Yeah, it's one of those couches that says "Don't stay here."
Right,
like it's a bench.
It was really cute after I got done though. Like I painted the wood parts silver and the.
Yeah, I guess where I'm from, like when she said it, that didn't strike me as weird. I'm like, yeah, you probably got to paint it to fix it up.
No, that sounds strange to me that you would paint it like that. But of course, I had like a big different idea.
I mean, I was an art student. Come on.
I get it, Angel.
Good for you. I got my hands on at the time.
Thank you. Thanks, Angel. We can't get to Brian and Davidson, but his son lost his first baby teeth and had to dig through the trash to find it.
Oh, I would let those just go.
No, you got to keep those.
Keep
really?
Yeah.
How would you find them? They're itty bitty, like little pebbles.
All right.
How would you find them?
Byron.
Yes.
Good morning. All right, Roy has questions.
How would you quickly tell us, would you find them or did you not?
Well, the trick is get another trash bag and spend 25 minutes after dinner going through coffee grounds and old banana peels. And then still not find them.
Yeah, it sucks. Okay. Yeah, it sucks. I imagine you wouldn't be able to find them. They're itty-bitty little, you know.
So you never found them?
No.
Mm. Yeah. I think I'd be more mad if I took the time to dig through it and I still didn't find it.
Yeah.
Because then I'd been like, I should have just not
let him
done.
Go.
Yeah, let him go.
Royal donated his baby teeth to you so you can tell your son that you have them.
No. In fact, my mom has my teeth, and I think that's the strangest thing ever. I wish she would throw them away.
Someone says that they dumpster dove for meat. A semi-truck hit a few cows, and the DOT threw the cows near the dumpster, so he went down and got the meat.
That guy sounds like he's from my hometown, man.
That was like the restaurant that took the deer meat.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
That was a big thing up north.
All my buddies were excited when they hit a deer because they got to take it home.
Oh, man. All right. So, Aaron, we are not going to be here tomorrow. You're going to be here. You have to run the computer. So do me a favor. Clear all this song, all this stuff so we can go to commercial, please.
Let's see if he does it. He's going towards the computer. See if he knows how to.
You're not deleting it. You got to move the songs down.
Well, we were okay, so we go to move.
Oh gosh! By the way, we talked with him yesterday to make sure he knew how to do that.
He hasn't got guys. He hasn't done this in 2 months.
I haven't done it in a while. I'm clicking move, but it's not when to do that.
Oh boy. He's trying to figure out the touch screen. He doesn't know how to move it.
Saying no entries selected.
Oh, right, entries are selected, what do you think you should do?
I got to select something. Okay.
You work on that. Nicole says we got to take line two before we get out of here. Hey, James in Mount Holly.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're okay. Well. What are you doing right now?
Well, I'm crab crawling right now.
Oh, you're patrolling the trash cans.
Well, I'm doing the neighborhoods right now. Now, at night it's called dumpster diving.
Yeah.
That's when I normally hit the industrial parks of anywhere from Mooresville all the way to Concord. I go about 340 miles a night.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus, that is a lot of miles to be covering. What's the coolest thing you ever got out of a dumpster?
Or on the curb? Rolex watches.
Did you say Rolex watches?
Yep.
Wow.
See, now everyone's going to be driving around neighborhoods.
All right, thanks, James. By the way, Aaron didn't figure it out. I had to do it for him. So tomorrow should be a great show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Meany, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And we want to invite you tomorrow to be part of our first of what's turning out to be several Friday free-for-all live on the street broadcasts with the MRL Show.
We got prizes. We're going to take the show on the road. We're going to be at Dunkin' Donuts all throughout the Carolinas. Tomorrow, you can catch us in Mooresville off of 150. It's East Plaza Drive. The Dunkin' Donuts right across the street from the ABC store and the police station. And we'll be broadcasting the show all morning and jamming out to the legendary Friday free-for-all.
Yeah.
And
I think we're going to play Can't Beat Loren live, right?
Yes.
Every Friday we'll play Can't Beat Loren live. Tomorrow, because it's a St. Paddy's Day version, we have a couple of St. Paddy's Day games. Beat the Leprechaun is one of them.
Right. Yeah. Where I'm wearing green and you're going to smack me around. I love it.
You can try the Lucky Charms game. We got a bunch of fun stuff at Dunkin' tomorrow. But more importantly, we want to meet 10,000 people in the next, 2 months. We just want to get out and say hi to everybody in the Carolinas and thank you guys for listening to the Meany, Roy, and Loren Show. So in order to do that, we got to get a picture with you and actually meet you.
No, that makes it official.
That makes it official.
You can't just drive by and be like, madam,
beep, beep.
No. We want to take a photo with you. And I didn't realize that we agreed to 10,000. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of hand sanitizer, too, that we're going to need to bring. But seriously, come on out, y'all. We're going to be at the Dunkin' in Mooresville, the one right by the police station and the ABC store. Tomorrow morning, we'll be broadcasting our show live starting at 6 a.m. Just come by and say hi.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You know, if you're dating someone, they say you should check this to find out who they really are.
Their ID. I ID Dallas the very first time I met him.
That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
I say car.
Not a car, although that's a good indication. Well, I don't know. Yeah, that's a good indication. Because if they keep it dirty.
It just says a lot about the person, I think.
Yeah. Don't look at mine.
Like, you know how your door's broken? You're a broken person, buddy.
I know, I am broken. This is, you should check their refrigerator.
Oh.
That's where you can find out if there's red flags. See if they're prepared for guests, lazy about throwing out old items, or maybe if they even shop for themselves. So they call it, instead of for checking the refrigerator, they call it refrigerating.
Mm. Refrigerator?
Mm. Yeah.
See, I am a very, like, if I was single and living by myself, I'm a very lazy person. Like, there would be nail polish and, like, maybe milk in my refrigerator.
Why nail polish?
You're supposed to keep nail polish in the refrigerator.
Seriously?
Okay. Yeah.
Huh. That never was a thing in my house.
The more you know.
And, like, 7 bottles of wine. Like, that's what would be in my refrigerator.
Yeah, I get a lot of wine.
What would be a red flag if you looked in someone else's refrigerator if you're dating?
Something with mold on it. Mm-hmm. A lot of pizza.
Mmm.
Beer?
No, I can get down with beer. I can even get down with pizza. I want to see
Cokes for days?
Yeah. Although I'm going to judge you if you drink regular Coke. I'm totally kidding.
That means you're into a lot of sugar. What about you, Roy? What would be a red flag if you opened up someone's fridge?
I guess
a lot of greens?
That would be mine. Vegetables?
Yeah.
Like, what can I eat in this place?
Oh, you got vegetables in the vegetable drawer.
My drink options is coconut water and water. I'm leaving. Pass.
It's not going to work.
I don't know. I think my biggest red flag, I hate it when I open up a refrigerator and there's not some form of an order.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, I get it.
Like, I have all my food prep stuff in one area, my wine in another area.
Oh, you would hate my refrigerator.
I mean,
My wife is haphazard sometimes, too. She just puts stuff away.
That's how my husband is. Like, and quite honestly, I've just learned at this point, it's not worth a fight. Like, just put it where you want it. I don't care that much.
Yeah. I don't know. I do like there to be some order. Like, I do want the vegetables in one area, the cheese in one area, the meats in one area. My dad lives in North Carolina. My mom lives in Virginia. They're not divorced. They just live in different places because of work. And whenever I go see, like, my dad's...
It's a perfect marriage.
Yeah, it's great. Whenever I see my dad's refrigerator, there's, like, Pop-Tarts in it. And I'm like, why is there Pop-Tarts in here? Why is this in here? And there's two. These things don't need to be by each other. That'd be my biggest red flag. But you know, it's weird because you know, then you go to my car, and I'm a little lazy when it comes to my car, but I'm not lazy to other things.
Somebody from area code 980 texted and said that someone opened up the refrigerator and found his sneakers in there. He said they smelt, and he read that he was supposed to put them in the fridge. Now I will say I heard the freezer knocks out shoe smell. Nicole, did you ever hear that?
Yes, I did.
You're an athlete.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that, Nicole?
Never.
That you're supposed to put your sneakers in the freezer?
My mom told me to put them in the freezer.
Okay.
I've also heard you're supposed to put your jeans in the freezer.
To clean, instead of washing them, you wash out the color.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole, what would be a red flag for you, Miss L.A., back from L.A.?
Anything, any food in there? That'd probably be a red flag, right?
Yeah, like meat? Like, because...
No, I think a red flag for me would be, like, someone, like, a whole bunch of takeout, because, like, I like to cook and eat somewhat healthy, so I would like to see that in someone else, that they actually care about their health.
And that, like...
I'm so LA.
You are so LA. not only just, like, you know, for the health, but I think, like, if you do takeout, that means, like, you might be lazy, and you just want people to do things for you, and I think that's maybe what that article is trying to say.
Oh no! Don't look at mine. I have a bunch of like to-go meals in there.
Well, I mean, I have food prep meals in mine, but that doesn't mean I'm lazy. It just means that like we just like doing it.
Okay.
Somebody from area code 727 says a nutritionist actually say organizing the fridge helps you eat better and stress less.
I'm sure.
I know. Sterling got so much joy when he cleaned out my pantry and threw out all my snacks.
Were you crying?
Yeah. And it's like, and I was and I was irrationally explaining things, you know? I'm like, but the Pop-Tarts, what if? I just bought them on sale. You just don't throw them away.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I know. It was bad.
All right. Keep them coming, you guys. Let us know what freaks you out about your refrigerator or, like, what's your order that you need your refrigerator in, 704-570-9595. Yes, it is a thing.
Manny, Roy, and Lorette.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
I love the morning show.
Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.